A very good morning to Nikki Wicks.
Yes, good morning, Jack. Lovely morning.
Yeah, it's very nice outside this morning in your part of the world. Anyway, we are making a pan-fried chicken with Madeira port sauce this morning, but no real reason except that it seems like a very a warming winter dish.
I know. Look, it really does. Look, I've had this sort of week where I've really needed comfort food, and you know, I never used to know what people meant when they used to say that people would, you know, comfort eat sort of thing. Mm. But absolutely,
really?
I've needed that this week. Yeah, I know. I just kind of thought, well, I just eat, don't I? But actually, no. Apparently, it's emotional.
I'm into this in theory, the Madeira port sauce. Although I've had a very bad experience with a bottle of port and an ill-fated camping trip. Over New Year's, many years ago, it involved a spilt bottle of port and a soggy night on my camping roll.
Oh, right.
And support for me has always been a little bit tarnished because of that, but it's very sweet.
Yeah, it is. And look, you know, you can actually count your lucky stars. I mean, I thought you were going to say that you drank too much of it and had the ill effect. So you're actually probably quite lucky that it's spilt to some extent. I love cooking with a port wine, a fortified wine. It has that kind of sweetness to it, plus you get that beautiful aroma of wine in the cooking. So, look, this is great, and I think a lot of comfort dishes are often long cooks, but this one's a really short cook, so that's why I've been rocking it out this week. Look, it's great, and it's the best thing. You know, if you haven't got Madeira, you can use masala, sherry, or that half-spilt bottle of port. And look, I'd give it a go, Jack. Really, I want you to cook it up tonight, in fact.
Okay.
I don't care what your other plans are. You're going to do this because it's really lovely, and it'll change your mind about it. It's a beautiful, beautiful sauce for the chicken breast. So, look, I'll run us through it, hey?
Yeah, let's do it.
Look, this serves about four. You could probably stretch it further. I use three chicken breasts, and what you end up doing is cutting those through the middle so that you end up with sort of two thin fillets of each one. So it's a really good way to stretch out the old protein in your meal. Four tablespoons of flour and salt and pepper. And what we want to do is just take out the tenderloin for that chicken breast, cut it through the middle as I mentioned lengthwise, and dust it in some seasoned flour. And really season that flour. I find that people often just put a little sprinkle of salt and pepper. Really go all out. I'd probably put about, I don't know, half a teaspoon of sea salt in here, and a good decent grind of black pepper so that you've got those two flavors right against the meat of the chicken. Dust them nicely, just in that flour. Now what you want to do is you just take out a nice heavy base, frying pan, I suppose. You could use an electric fryer pan, whatever you like. And put two tablespoons of butter in that. Wait till it's lovely and sizzling. And cook each fillet. You might have to do it in batches until they're sort of golden on one side. Flip them over. The great thing about chicken breasts is they take very little cooking at all. If you do overcook them in this dish, you've still got this lovely scrumptious buttery sauce around it. But about 3 or 4 minutes each side and you're probably done.
Right.
Make the sauce. Take the chicken breasts out of the pan. So the other thing I love about this dish is it's a one dish wonder. Mm. No dishes, no pots and pans, just the one pan. So to make your Madeira sauce, heat the rest of the butter, which is another two tablespoons of that in the pan. Add a diced onion in there and also a diced red pepper and just cook those until they're beautifully softened. Add a splash, and I'm talking about a quarter of a cup of Madeira here, and bring that to a simmer and scrape all the lovely brown bits off your pan. Cook it for about 2 to 3 minutes and you'll sort of smell the sort of sharpness of the alcohol cooking off, just leaving the beautiful flavor. And then throw in 2 teaspoons of fresh thyme, 1 teaspoon of lovely chopped sage, and some stock in there. And I've used about 3/4 of a cup of stock. And you just want to cook that for 2 or 3 minutes until that starts to really blend and starts to reduce slightly. Throw your chicken back into the pan, and it doesn't matter if they can't all sort of be submerged. You can turn them around so that they start to soak up some of that beautiful jus at this stage. Cook them for 3 or 4 more minutes, and then take them out so that they've heated, you know, heated, come back up to heat. Throw in your remaining 2 tablespoons of butter, and that sort of gives the sauce a thickness or a beautiful shine to the sauce. You could have also done cream in there if you want a more creamy, lighter coloured sauce. And just taste it, add a bit more salt and pepper if you need to, and just serve the chicken fillets with this beautiful sauce all over it. You could do rice with this. I love to do in the beautiful Portuguese way, which is where Madeira comes from. Lovely, big, thick cut egg sangria roasted kind of potatoes, like big chips, and squeeze a bit of lemon juice over them just as they come out of the oven.
Right.
And you've got a beautiful meal. You can use some fresh vegetables if you like, but frankly, I never find a salad as much of a comfort food.
Yeah.
What about you?
If you're really desperate. No.
We're talking comfort food here. Exactly. So for me, it's just all about that beautiful creamy sauce and the lovely meat and then those lovely starchy potatoes. Yeah, it's really a favourite. I often get asked for this recipe. And just the other day, it's one that I developed coming back from Portugal years ago. And just the other day, I received an email from a woman wanting it. And I thought, yes, it's been a popular one. So I thought I'd share it this week with you, Jack.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Yeah.
We'll chuck it up.
Enjoy.